This is the True For You podcast, a place where we show up for ourselves fully. I'm your host, Renee Couples. Becoming a yoga teacher helped set me free from trying to always have everything figured out and surrender to what is again and again. If you're looking for inspiration and direction in your life, look to yourself and what you love. I am here to serve as a mirror to remind you of how amazing you truly are. Let's begin. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the True For You podcast. This is Renee Couples, your host. Today's episode is part of a series that I do on featured yoga postures. So some of my favorite yoga postures are the simplest ones where it feels like you're just sitting or standing there and not doing much, but it is a pose. And I'm going to do a mini meditation on mountain pose. So mountain pose, also known in Sanskrit as Tadasana. Tada means mountain and asana is posture. It is one of my favorite yoga poses. So it would just appear that you're just standing there, right? But to me, that's where the magic lies, because it's something so simple to just stand up tall. But when you break it down, it can be a beautiful metaphor. So we'll use mountain pose for our inspiration today. And if you want, you can stand in mountain pose, which is just standing up tall. You could also do this seated in any formation or lying down. And if you'd like, you could close your eyes. If you're not able to close your eyes, just focus your gaze. So we'll begin with bringing our awareness to the soles of our feet, feeling the soles of the feet connected to whatever surface they are connected to. You can bring your awareness to the toe pads, balls of the feet, arches, heels, ankles, and really feel grounded and rooted through the feet. Begin to bring your awareness up through your legs and draw your awareness to your hip points. Feel your hips as if they're aligned directly over your heels. Balanced and strong. Draw your awareness to your belly, maybe a slight tuck in the tail to protect the low back. And feel the ribs and the chest. The chest is nice and tall and proud. Those shoulders are lined up over the hips, over the heels. Your heart is open. If you'd like, you can even extend the arms out to the sides, palms open in a receiving posture. And then bring your awareness to your neck and your head, thinking of aligning the ears with the shoulders, with the hips, with the heels. The last point we'll bring our awareness to is the crown of our head, top of the head, almost as if there's an imaginary string lifting the crown, allowing you to lengthen through the spine and the entire back line of the body. If you haven't already, bring your awareness to your breath. Notice how the breath is moving through the body. If you'd like, you can inhale from the soles of the feet, up through the legs, hips, torso, neck and head. And as you exhale, release the breath from the body and imagine yourself releasing anything you no longer need in this moment. Inhale, what do you want to invite in? Exhale, what are you letting go of? As you breathe, you can visualize yourself standing on the edge of a mountaintop. Notice the scenery around you. Maybe you notice the wind and can feel the air on your skin. Maybe the sun is shining. Maybe you're amongst the clouds. What mountains have you been climbing in your life? And have you taken a moment to celebrate at the top of the peak? Celebrate all you went through and did to get here. Breathe into your personal power, your strength, your fortitude. And know that you are exactly where you're meant to be. If you'd like, you can imagine a golden yellow light at the center of your abdomen, shining outward, maybe joining with the light of the sun. Bask in your own light for a moment. Let that energy emanate from you. And we're going to draw that energy back into the body. Let it fill every pore and cell. Wherever you are on your journey, know that you are enough just as you are. Namaste. Thank you so much for joining me for this mini meditation on Tadasana or Mountain Pose. Feel free to jot down anything that came up for you. And if you have any meditations that you would like me to do, whether they're on a pose or any idea that you're looking to explore, check out the show description and get in touch with me at True For You Podcast. Take care. Have a great day. Thank you so much for listening to the True For You Podcast. I would love your help in building this community. Please subscribe and follow True For You wherever you get your podcasts. Let me know what episodes you loved and what topics you would like to hear more about. Please rate the show 5 stars and leave a review if you loved a particular episode. Be proud of yourself today. Go ahead, give yourself a little pat on the back.